they're both on it. They're coming back. Jack is going home on Sunday.
And well, that's true, they forget.
And Colleen has agreed to stay through the week.
Should have sent the money.
You have to send the money. Now, it doesn't necessarily screw up Camp David.
Because
they're going to be on Sunday, but maybe they won't go to Camp David. We've got some pretty clever young guys around here. We'd like to help them start trying to maneuver. For instance, we could use Camp David for a meeting with Dorina this weekend or something. You have to be up there and Henry's going to come up and you just can't have anybody else at the camp or something like that.
Wow. That's what she's after asking Camp David.
Is she?
So she wants Jack.
Yeah.
She and Jack are going to spend the weekend.
They have to see everything.
We know it's not that. It's that they think Dick's working too hard. We've got to get Dick up there and have him do some bowling and relax.
She's been at this a long time, Bob. She wants them to see it. They've never been there.
Dang.
Are there a million?
Approximately 200 million.
And it's such babble, it's right, that's the only word for it.
You can't get past it. It's Ellis is on the phone. Then I guess she doesn't have to go to that, though, does she?
Oh, at least not Monday night.
Well, it's on her schedule for drop by.
Tuesday night's the fundraiser.
Tuesday night's the fund, no, Wednesday night is the average dinner, which the drums can't, Tuesday can't go to.
Right, what do you do with her for that?
Sure as hell can't ever.
No, I'm sure we just have to eat upstairs. And then they.
She's on the board of volunteer patients anyway.
Well, can't be done.
Can't go away, happens.
She won't.
And then Thursday night is the same set.
Don't want.
But that's sad.
That's sad.
But Pat will have to.
She has an award ceremony for the handicapped and a Miss US savings bond.
Yeah, and she'll have to.
Social reception in the afternoon.
And she'll have to get packed.
Yeah, and we went over the situation before with the Wang Dones, the band 2 weeks, didn't they? She stayed 2 weeks before.
No, he has been 2 weeks ago, that's right.
Well, sure, but they went over the situation with Jack, but he shouldn't even come that one night and hook it in.
Or we can just get on a plane in New York and set and go home.
That's what I was hoping for. They both ought to, but I'll tell you, somebody better clear that you're not going to have the two of them down there for that period in San Clemente.
Well, that's that we have to do.
Because that, you weren't up there, Bob, but this last time was just incredible. And there's no way to turn them off. I know that Jack wants to get with you and tell you all the things he thinks ought to be done for the campaign and all this. I know that because I had to listen to some of them the other day. And
so he wants to advise me. Oh,
does he? He can get into that.
He's got the economy figured out. We don't have anybody around here.
It's just sad.
I'm not going to talk to him. I will not talk to him. I'm not going to see. I mean, I've been a priest. My God, I'd say that now. This is every place else I can go. Is that other camp open? Vancouver, you can't.
Oh, you can't go there.
Not after him. Okay. No, if they go to camp, maybe you just got to stay here. Roger. That's fine. And if they're gone, my ear won't be so bad. I'm just working. You just stay over at the house or the. This is great for me to go up.
But wouldn't Pat play along with us if there are meetings that you can't have outside of the thing? She knows what a boy
and
Jack
you're
is for.
For that television thing Monday night. No, I have not. The main thing is I'm not going to get caught with Jack in another dinner. That's all there is to it. I did it. I saw him Tuesday night. That's enough.
He's on Tuesday night. He's on Tuesday night for dinner and Wednesday night for dinner.
Yeah, but Tuesday night I didn't sit down with him. I shook hands and I saw him a little. After the show, but not Wednesday. But Wednesday night, I was there for an hour and a half, and I sat through the whole dirty damn thing. And I'm not going to do it again.
This to me is just we can move a whole doggone world, and we can't move one big fat man. I don't know
just
what's going to do.
If I leave her, then I guess I can.
Well, you ignore him completely without having to worry about it.
Well, she's so brassy. I can't get her. She just.
I don't know. She hasn't walked in your bedroom to. Discuss things with you.
You have to have a long talk.
But isn't that one? He told me, he asked me, what if he asked for some time to sit down and talk with you? And I said, oh, Jack, there are so many problems right now. And he's just, there is no way. I said, he asked me if I thought it was a good idea if he asked. Because I'd already told him I had nothing to do with appointments. And I said, no, I don't think it is. He is. There are just so many problems you can't believe. And I took 45 minutes to talk to him.
None of his other friends ever asked for time. I put it right to him. Rebozo doesn't. Aftonoff doesn't. Paul Lewis doesn't. They never ask.
Say they get time with you. I don't care his answer.
Well, you get time because the president asked for time with them because there's a specific thing he wants to, and that's true.
Jack,
the friends, that's true of staff. The people who get time with the president are the people who try to avoid it.
That's right.
The people who are pounding on the door never get it.
That's correct.
Staff, friends, congressmen, or anybody else. The congressmen he talks to are the ones that don't try to get it.
That's right.
Jack has never done it. And you can't, there's no way to teach him something new now.
I asked BB what success he had.
I'm sorry.
that have been destroyed, and he says, die this. I just can't tell you, he said, I just don't use. He said, he just haw. Uh-huh. And he says, bore. He's dumb and doesn't know it.
That's,
you know, he's a kind man. He doesn't say that about people because he doesn't consider himself to be too damn smart. But Jack is dumb. He didn't use his stuff, but I don't know what's happening.
He was always pretty dumb.
Yeah, Jack's, he's always been a really nice guy.
Wonderful.
He's become so obsessed now with this, well, he gets around you, well, with the reopening what he considers to be what used to be the
great friendship of all time. And I remember the very first time that I ever met them, that you said, well, we have to go on this vacation. You went to Hawaii with them because, you know, they're old friends and Pat wanted to go. And I was, that's the very first time I got mixed up with them, and it's been like...
And then, of course, we had a terrible experience in Florida, over and over again.
Over and over, but that worst one was at Palm Beach.
Oh, boy.
Smith's house, when they were not invited.
Yeah. Or else they'd come over to
her. Oh, I know.
But now this is, for example, she knows damn well that she shouldn't stay here 2 weeks this time.
Okay.
She knows, gosh,
she's not able to think rationally.
She has to promote herself, and he has to. He keeps saying, I want nothing.
You know, if we get in there in California, I mean, set it up, I would go Friday night, I'd go Saturday. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just change my plans. No, we'll go, but I want it somewhere.
You've got to confront it.
I'm exactly away from California.
Thank you. And he's not going to cooperate.
He must not come and spend the night. Well, I'll just go back to the place.
I think Pat has to tell her that you've got to work out there. Now, if she has 2 weeks here, that'll be enough. A lot of your better friends have done more for you and stay away. They wouldn't come near if you didn't ask them.
Keys of a friend is to be available when you want them and not when you don't.
That's right. If you had some illness and were saying you didn't need help and this and that, and they forced their way in, that's a different thing. Maybe they could help. Or if you had a financial problem. But just to inflict themselves personally and think they're helping you when you're the President of the United States and the First Lady, I'm sorry, that's just all out publicity. No. And then they tell everybody in California.
Which makes it very hard across everybody else. All the others just...
All the other friends...
Aren't they really?
Yes, they are. The other friends and family, Pat's family, hurt almost.
Don.
Oh, they're hurt worse than Don.
Ryan.
Because at least you do call Don and them and talk to them. Yeah. You know, Pat's family has been just hurt so deeply by the Brown thing. And, you know, that's really sad. How do you?
You know,
we can turn someone else loose on them, but it doesn't do any good.
Well, I think on the California side of it, I'm going to just contact him on that. Because he's in charge of that place. And he hasn't, in other words, we can't use the White House. Rose can't handle him anymore. Don't you agree, Rose?
Oh, they wouldn't listen to me. Helene wouldn't even talk to me about it. And there's no way I can talk, Jack.
Yeah, Kyle and I are both, and so that might be he's broken his stigma. Because he can't do it, because he's one of them. But then we've had, who else has tried?
Listen, so let me talk to Jack when Helene and he stay at the house that year. And I know that he said the other day, you wouldn't believe what happened one time with Ehrlichman. And I've forgotten what I got, but I knew what happened with Ehrlichman.
Yeah. Did Jack say that you wouldn't believe what happened? We know exactly what happened. We told it to him.
Well, I know. We all worked in court.
God bless John for doing it.
There is no way that he'll take an ambassadorship, you think?
I think he ought, but that's what we've got to do.
I think they've got to get him out of this country.
That's what I think. I agree. I agree. Much as I just think that he
got some other dump. You know, other swamps are going to be that bad.
Well, why don't we give them the Baxter ship? You don't think he'll take it then?
No.
I don't think, I doubt that they would either. Because they know they would be.
Know what we're up to.
This weekend we've got to find some solution. Well, yeah, tonight I'll come back. Go down to the reception. If the drill isn't playing, you tell Jack to play it tonight. I'm sorry, he's got the reception for the National Alliance for Business. End of the day. Right? It kills that night. And he's not to come. He's not to come to it. Of course, the reception will not invite him. And then there's tomorrow. He's tied up. So, let's have appointments. I'm an editor, just take them out there. Can't believe it. He's driving. Let's see the goddamn place. I will not go with them. I will not draw the line right there. I can start working. You don't think you can?
Within that
bypass? No, no.
The
bypass, they're going to Camp David. So you could go up. You'd be so much better off. Even if you, like, even if you just said you had to go up tonight, and just go and stay.
Why don't we just tell Pat that there is a group meeting up there? She won't care. She'll stick to that story, won't she? Of course, well, she said there's room for Helene to come in and...
Well, they all, she knows there's a lot of cats around there.
Yeah, but they could all be filled.
You're going up to work, and you just can't take other people out. But really, all I have, I guess, is that there's anybody ought to be told that I've got to go to Camp David to work in this broadcast, and that I...
Only the people who are doing research for you or something could be up there, and that's it.
I'm going up with my research group, you know, and I really got to have absolute freedom up there. She could take them another time. They stay at the White House. The big dumb bastard, I think he's staying just for the sake of going to Camp David. That's why I really think it is. That's why he's staying until Sunday.
The devil isn't getting off to Camp David over the week.
They should have gotten him. That's my point.
I didn't know they want that. I didn't know that's what they were wanting, waiting for. Of course, she's going to stay anyway, too. You go out, I'm sure.
You know, that's a hell of a goddamn thing for her to go Rose in the squad. She knows everybody was sick of her before. You remember? I think she's just doing it for spite. What do you think?
She just wants to be big. She'll go back and say that she's doing all the consulting and she's running a wedding and telling them how to do all these things. No, she's doing this for a purpose. It's sort of, they're both sort of sick. That must be sick in the mind.
Yeah, but they both, you want to remember, have no friends. You know, the art of knots and all the rest, it's all wrong.
You can only take that so long. Well, part of that is because they rub in the fact that they see you all, too.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I'm saying. That woman, did she do it? Didn't you call?
Or Jack and them?
Never. Finch is, they consider him any great. They like to say he hasn't done the things that they wanted. And Lady is vicious in her criticism of people.
I know.
Well, Pat knows that you can't have him. Wouldn't she go along with your going to Camp David and her staying here with him?
The best thing to do with that, as you suggested, when you do, rather than taking helicopter, I just drive up
right after this reception tonight. Or do you have
they
to be here?
They don't really know what has happened.
Don't know. They'll find out and come up.
No. What I meant is I'll tell them. If they know I'm going to do it, I can. I think what I've got to do is
I want to get away
before they have a talk with them. I'll have to see how I'm going to play them. And say, look, here are their plans. I've got to work in this broadcast, and I've got to be alone, and we just can't do it. And then if she says, well, they've got to go to Camp David, I say, fine, you go, I'm going to stay here. And if on the other hand, it isn't perfect. If on the other hand, she says that, well, I'll keep him here, and I'll go to Camp David alone. That's the way it's going to be. She could keep him here. That would be, she would understand that.
Well, she can keep him here, because unless she takes them, or unless, they can't get in that camp unless somebody says, okay. And I just don't, yeah, they have to go.
But
she have to face up to then say, we're just going to stay here for the weekend because Dick's got to go up to work.
Knowing that ABC broadcast, they certainly don't understand that, you know. But I'd be interested in that.
There's no way, incidentally, that we could, I got to make birds on something else. You could have a call in that you could get her right now at the hotel. You could even have a list.
Have you tried to prepare right in your home?
No, I asked her to, do we have a matter of comment you want to discuss? If I got, then I tell my head this NAB reception.